This is KWBU-FM. Most of the children enrolled in Texas's public pre-K programs last year were considered economically disadvantaged. Just under half of them were English language learners. Children like this can be at the greatest risk when it comes to being ready for school. But as Carlos Morales reports, for years now, Waco Independent School District's Parents as Teachers program has reached out to these families before their children even start school.
Inside Germina Galvan's East Waco home, the family fish tank gurgles while her three-year-old son, Hersain, plays with a puzzle. Galvan sits next to her son, asking him in Spanish about the pieces.
¿Qué colores? Blue. ¿Y este otro?
Typical scene for families with young children, but this one's a bit different. There's another person here with them whose goal is to teach Hersain and his mother. Her name is Anna Abad, and she's part of the Parents as Teachers program at Waco ISD. And for the past year now, she's met with the Galvans every 2 weeks, bringing different activities geared towards developing Hersain's cognitive and non-cognitive skills. And she works with Hersain's mom, introducing her to different teaching techniques. Today's activity, sliding objects down a ramp.
Sí, hoy vamos a hacer una actividad que es una rampa. So esta actividad le va a ayudar en su aspecto cognitivo.
So with this activity that I brought, the ramp, for one thing, I thought that he would enjoy it because it's fun, you know, with a ramp.
This is Abad. Her goal is to get Hersain's mom to keep doing these exercises even when she's not around.
I said, you can choose things that you have in the house. Choose a phone, choose keys, and have him, you know, get him down the ramp and see what he does. You know, ask him, well, how do you think it will go? You know, ask him those questions that are more to get him thinking, more predicting what's going to happen.
At the end of every visit, Abad leaves behind books in Spanish and English. For Germina Galvan, she says all of this has helped her son.
I've seen him become more interested in school, in colors, in letters, and in numbers.
By next fall, Hersain will be entering J.H. Hines Elementary School. The school serves a predominantly African-American and Hispanic population, where nearly 40% of families in the area live below the federal poverty line. According to research by the Economic Policy Institute, quote, cognitive and non-cognitive skills are least developed among those with the lowest socioeconomic status. And for English language learners, that development disparity is even greater. But reaching children at an early age can change that, says Mary Conrad. She's Waco ISD's early childhood coordinator.
When we look at the data, which drives our decision-making, when we pull just the data out of all of pre-K readiness, our scores are very strong for our children who have gone through the Parents as Teachers program.
When a child enters the Parents as Teachers program, they're screened for developmental needs. This determines the types of activities they'll go over and allows instructors to focus on each child's specific needs. Equally important, says instructor Anna Abad, is creating relationships with the families in the program.
Building that relationship where they understand that we're here to work as partners. I mean, they know their children best. And I always try to, you know, okay, you are here with them 24/7. You know, I'm only here twice a month. So everyday things that you do with him, you know, are helping him.
That's how Germina Galvan understands all of this. Her son, Hersain, is always by her side. She says every minute is an opportunity to teach him, and she'll take it. Ensuring Hersain would be ready for school has been one of her biggest concerns.
Yes, I was worried. That's why I was interested in the program so he can be ready when he enters pre-K, so he can be more aware of the things they're going to teach him.
Once Hersain enters elementary school next fall, he won't be eligible for the program. But Galvan is confident she and her family can continue with what they've learned, providing Hersain with an intellectually stimulating home life for years to come. With KWBU, for the Texas Standard, I'm Carlos Morales.